This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Usually I talk about spring in the Klamath Basin in a different context. Usually I comment about what I call the official flower of Klamath County, the dandelion. Because they come out in abundance in the early spring, and for some reason residents seem to ignore them, and they proliferate like there's no tomorrow. They turn our landscape yellow with their abundance. They're easy to eradicate, but for some reason a lot of people just let them grow. Maybe they find them pretty. I don't know. But this spring is different. Yes, we have the early spring abundance showing up in yards and lots and street corners, but this year it's political signs. I can see you right now saying to yourself, yeah, no kidding, they're everywhere. You know, I don't fault candidates for putting their signs up everywhere, but what exactly does a sign do? It has their name on it, but that's about it. You know, I'm a media guy and a local citizen, and I believe myself to be relatively informed about our area, but I don't know much, if anything, about a majority of these candidates. Therein lies the problem for them. Without the information about their positions and their view of the future for their position and their general ideas and goals, voters will just cast their vote for a familiar name. While it may be insulting to say, I must say I've seen it many, many times. A lot of voters will simply vote for a familiar name rather than admit they haven't done the research and really don't know the position and ideals from all the candidates. I guess it's just human nature that we like to think we're more informed than we really are. So a lot of candidates with familiar names and those that have run before are banking on their name recognition to propel them into the general election in the fall. Those that are new to the area with no name recognition seem to have the same idea, that a few signs here and there will propel them to the general election. My question? If you're not prepared to present yourself and your campaign and ideas to the voters to establish your favorable position in the May primary, then why would we think you're capable of running arguably the largest business in Klamath County? If you're running a shoestring campaign with the hopes of simply making it to the general election, that to me shows a lack of organization, a lack of fundraising, and an overall lack of commitment to the campaign trail. But it appears that the situation is exactly what we have right now as I watch yard sign after yard sign after yard sign here, there, and everywhere with names that I have absolutely no recognition of at all, just names on a sign. Believe me, that is not a good indication of our selection of candidates in the upcoming primary election and the general election in the fall. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.